we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, here we are, folks. Coming up, we'll get into the TSA says you're a terrorist if you don't like them groping you. We're going to get into the attacks on Ron Paul and how they've been censoring him and engaged in fraud. They've been caught engaged in election fraud. I wanted to jam in just a few calls here with Gerald Celente. But first off, Gerald, what are some of the newest trend alerts you're putting out at trendsresearch.com?
Well, of course, the one on how to end the Iran conflict by going with thorium. But right now, we're really focused on what's going on with gold prices. There's been no Greek bailout. That's a lot of baloney. They just took on more debt. Watch this very closely. Get past the rhetoric over there about, you know, the Greeks don't like to work and all this kind of baloney. What's happening is, again, the first great war of the 21st century has begun. We're very concerned about what's going on in Iran. Watch oil prices. And again, I'm saying this only speaking for myself. I really caution people to watch what's going on in the sense that if there's some kind of a conflict, whether it's false flag or real, and they're setting us up for it with Iran, I firmly believe that they will either close Wall Street like they did when 9/11 happened, or they will call a bank holiday. And if you have your money in certificates of deposit and they close down Wall Street, you don't get anything. And I also believe they're going to use this, as I said, when all else fails, they get you into war. And that's going to be continued devaluation of the dollar. And when you look at what corn, what wheat, and what soybeans have done over the last year, they're on an average over 50%. When you look at Midwest farmland, it's gone up 25% in the last year as the real estate market is diving. Put it together. It's the devaluation of the currency. So I'm telling people, be prepared.
Well, they're now saying
is coming.
Exactly. Gerald, just what you said, they're now telling the Greeks, get ready for a bank holiday. Like you say, this is not the type of holiday you want to go on. Let's jam in one call for you here. Mike in California, you're on the air with the one, the only Gerald Celente.
Hey, Gerald. Gerald, definitely you said some important things that need to be said. I'm glad that you said them. My question for you is, I'm calling from home for Ron Paul, or the Ron Paul campaign, but with the discouragement of the voter fraud at the delegate level, what is your opinion about those that would support Ron Paul for candidacy of president? What are the next action steps that we need to take? Do we need to go to the civic centers peacefully? And
Do we pressure Ron Paul in a third party once the fraud is unavoidable that they're defrauding him? What's your final comments on that, Gerald?
I would absolutely go for a third party. A Ron Paul and a counterbalance. I'll tell you what I would think, for example, the kind of Ron Paul ticket, if it doesn't work here, would be someone like a Ralph Nader on the other side. Not necessarily Ralph Nader. I call it progressive libertarian. The boast
of a unification ticket to bring everybody together. But exactly, if the Republicans have demonized him, cheated him, and are doing this, he doesn't owe it to the Republican Party or even Rand as a senator.
You know, Alex, politics has become like a religion, like a fundamentalist religion. If you don't believe in Republicans or Democrats, you have no place here. And these politicians, when I talk about a fundamentalist religion and me being a political atheist, I don't believe in their pope. And guess what? These senators are nothing more than phony little cardinals, and these congressmen are nothing more than little bishops. And
you're right. Incredible. Gerald, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Gerald. Look forward to having you back up soon.
Thank you. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be filing more reports at InfoWars.com. Watch this space. Great job to the crew and all of you out there. Lord willing, we'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. on the radio. More coming up after this.
Hello, I'm Alec Humphries. But we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends, fellow info warriors, seekers of liberty and freedom worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and it is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours at least. Eric Mueller, known as ManCow, syndicated radio host, is scheduled to join us coming up later in the second half of this hour. I've talked to him privately and off the record when he came to Austin a few weeks ago and tried to twist his arm into going on air and telling on air the stories he's told me about being in TV and radio newsrooms around the country 4 years ago and again this year and last year, so in the last two campaigns, and witnessing news executives in TV and radio ordering people not to announce Ron Paul as the winner of polls, straw polls, or when he's in first or second place, not to even mention him in a primary or caucus. And, of course, you know, ManCow has worked at the national TV networks like Fox. He has worked in syndicated radio. He's on over 100 radio stations right now, a lot of them that I'm on, like Big 8. And driving out to visit, or to be speaking this Sunday. We're both number one there in Orlando. But the point is that ManCow's going to come on because I was on his show this morning, and without me prompting him, he started going ahead and talking about it. I guess he couldn't shut up about it anymore. And so I'm going to see how far he'll go on air with us coming up here in about 23 minutes from now. I'm going to call him via his cell. He just got off his own radio show. In fact, we're going to try to twist his arm and get him to go back into a studio and maybe even do it via ISDN line, which he has, but he always wants to do it on a cell phone, I guess, so he can leave his office. What prompted me to really start getting into the Ron Paul being defrauded and hence the American people being defrauded is the fact that we saw election fraud in Iowa, which has now been confirmed. And we saw election fraud in Nevada, which has been confirmed. And South Carolina, that's been confirmed. And Maine, completely confirmed. They've admitted, okay, most of these counties that Ron Paul was leading in some places double digits, we didn't count them. And the precinct heads, the county heads are on record saying we tried to call in the results, and we were told, oh, we've already got those. It's for Mitt Romney. I mean, this is on record in all the big Maine newspapers. This is the head of the Maine Republican Party saying this. And so now they're telling a whole bunch of counties, including very populous ones, this is weeks after the Maine primary, you still don't get to count them. Sit down and shut up. They go to Mitt Romney. And they're like, but we did count. It was Ron Paul. Or you people showed up and they wouldn't let them vote, saying it's been canceled. They said it was a snowstorm. It was supposed to be 3 inches. It wasn't even a half inch. It wasn't even a sprinkling. There were still Girl Scout meetings that day. And this is all broken down at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul is being cheated out of the Republican nomination. Now, I covered this back a few months ago, a day after the Iowa caucuses. We were able to have witness after witness who were there, some of them even precinct heads, where they would call in their number and then see something else on the news that night. Or they would say on the news, trucks have been lost with the ballots on board. So all these key counties with all these key precincts, they're not reporting. But there was a closed-door meeting between Mitt Romney and Santorum, and they decided that it would be, Santorum moved up from third place to second place and Ron Paul third. And, of course, who said that? Karl Rove on Fox News. Well, there's a problem. There are no trucks with ballots in Iowa. You have people go in, they vote publicly, they raise their hands, the numbers are read out, it's posted on the wall, the phone call is made. That's why Ron Paul was set to win Iowa. He was number one in every major poll. Every major poll until a day before, and then they started saying in a few polls, well, he's second place now. And then it comes in third. The point is, winning all the straw polls, only his bumper stickers nationwide. His videos get the most views. You know, a video I shot last night had a couple thousand likes in just a few hours on it, and maybe 10 or so dislikes on it. I mean, just another example. All over the country I go, all I see is Ron Paul stickers. Never a Mitt Romney, never a Santorum. Even in Texas, I think I've seen one Rick Perry for governor back when he was running. This is what I am seeing everywhere. This is what I'm seeing across the board. And this is what you're seeing. But people say, oh, well, that's circumstantial that you only see Ron Paul stickers or only Ron Paul signs across the country everywhere I go, from Arkansas to California to New York to Louisiana to South Texas. And you're seeing the same thing across the country. You only see Ron Paul and all the cheating him on the previous polls he's won. They just won't report he's won. Or he gets second place. They just only report first and third and fourth place. I listen to the so-called conservative talk radio news. Like IRN, that Genesis carries. Even when Ron Paul wins, they don't say he wins. They'll mention the second and third place. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're all witnessing. The fix is in. But in Maine, it's bona fide. At first, 4% are reporting. They're saying, well, it looks like Romney's going to be the winner. And then days after, when 80% reported, they said, well, it looks like Mitt Romney wins, without even counting the counties that went for Ron Paul. And now Ron Paul's saying, we're challenging this, count the counties. And the state's saying, no, we don't think we'll do that. Nevada was the same story. He was first place in most of the polls when he came in third place. It's the same story over and over and over again. And they've pulled out all the stops, the entire system attacking him. Listeners mail me newspaper articles from New Mexico, other states, where it shows Ron Paul in a Klan outfit. and people looking at Newt Gingrich saying, well, Republicans don't like you. You're too extreme. They like him, implying that Republicans are Klan members and that, you know, Ron Paul's the chief Klan leader. This is the type of all-out panic that we've seen from the system. So if you want to see the proof, and by the way, Paul's article just goes off mainstream reports. It's actually moderate. And of course, extremism and defense of liberty is no vice. It's actually worse than Paul Watson put together. I worked with him this morning on some of the points I wanted. He's got my video I shot from the road last night posted in the article. And that video doesn't even get into the fact that you see 100-to-1 Ron Paul stickers, 100-to-1 Ron Paul signs. And when I say 100-to-1, I've never seen a Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, or Santorum, or Michelle Bachmann sign. I've never seen one. I have seen one Rick Perry. That's all I've ever seen. I've only seen one Rick Perry months ago before he dropped out in Austin, Texas, where you'd expect you'd see some. He is the governor, is the capital city. I've never seen any of it. I do see maybe 1/20th or so the Obama stickers I saw 4 years ago or 3 years ago. But I do see some Obama 2012 stickers. In fact, I see one probably every day. There are a lot of those compared to the others. I mean, they don't exist. And you're all seeing this. I'm seeing this. So savor this painful event and realize this is how much trouble we're in. Because only by admitting how monumental this gargantuan, colossal, mammoth, galactic-sized fraud, this mega fraud, this Googleplex fraud, it is so big, it is so in our face that it makes my head spin. And then I put out a video last night on the road saying, you know, we've broken this down, the previous frauds on the nightly news and on my radio show, but I'm going to work with the crew from the road or when I get back on a compilation of the fraud. And I see the minority of people getting thousands of likes. Last time I checked, less than 10 or so dislikes. So we're talking about 95%+. I don't know, guys with a calculator, do the math. If you have, let's just say, 2,000 likes on a video that's been up a few hours, you know, and has 20,000 views or whatever last night, last time I looked at it. So something has 20,000 views, a couple thousand likes, and 10 dislikes. What's that ratio? 10 out of 2,000. Or to be technical, it was like 10 out of 1,900 and something. So do the math. What is 10 dislikes of my video out of 1,900 likes? It's 90-something percent. But again, people say, oh, well, that's just his fans. They're just energetic. That was the case 4 years ago. He could have been a front runner, but they demonized him, shut him out. It looked like he was going to win in New Hampshire. There was some fraud there, so he couldn't become a front runner. But this time, you're seeing a front and center, big time, colossal level fraud. And again, there was fraud in South Carolina. Go look it up. It's admitted. Iowa, they've thrown out the election and said, well, now we're saying Santorum won, but we don't know what we'll do with these numbers. We don't hold again. And then there's no discussion. It's not a national news story. It's just in Iowa papers. Maine. I mean, Paul Watson has links here to mainstream news. Well, here's the New York Times. Ron Paul might have won Maine. You know, that's one of the links. And then links to local papers and groups saying, yeah, they didn't count all these counties. And it just so happens, just like in Iowa, just like in Nevada, just like in South Carolina, in Maine, it's all the places that he was dominating. It's all the places where he had, in some cases, double-digit leads. So it is being stolen. How would that have worked for the system when they told you, you can't have him, he can't win, he's a kook, he's dangerous, you're dangerous, people like Alex Jones are dangerous, Ron Paul's dangerous because he goes on his show, you can't have him. And then imagine if they would have let him win those. Boom. He'd be the presumptive nominee. Boom. He gets in the ring with Obama. Boom. It's over. All the major Gallup polls, he beats Obama better than any other Republican. Boom. He's president. Boom. starts abolishing the Federal Reserve. Boom. Even if they assassinate him, now people understand what happened. He becomes a martyr. Not saying I would want that to happen, but that's what would happen if they did kill him. Now the globalists are in real trouble. And again, Ron Paul is only the fruit of the awakening. He's only the manifestation, a focal point, as we've always said. And whether he wins, loses, or draws, by being in the arena, he educates people and raises the awareness. So I'm going to continue breaking down Paul Watson's article that's so important that has my...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is not America. A little piece of me, a little piece of you. We die for the system. I mean, what does this mean for our country that we saw classic election fraud on record by Kennedy in Illinois, West Virginia, and other states? Confirmed cases in Texas by LBJ to get into office in Congress. Famous cases. I'm no fan of Ron Paul, but it came out in court and I looked at it. There was election fraud in 2000 against Al Gore. There was election fraud in 2004, but that didn't matter because there was election fraud by his fraternity mate, secret society mate, only 15 members a year. It happened to be the one guy he was running against from a later class was John Kerry. So he didn't contest anything when that fraud in Ohio and other places came out. And it was later totally certified in court. And they had engineers go public for major companies and people getting killed and being hung. I mean, that's always the evidence of the crime. It's not like with Oklahoma City, I just get on air and have police officers on like Sergeant Browning, the head of the K-9 unit, who saw the bombs, you know, the feds and everything in the building on Oklahoma City. And then the FBI agents come to his office in one case and while he's walking down the hall and say, you and your wife are going to die if you keep looking into who else was involved in this bombing, boy. It's not like they were just threatening him. You know, they did kill Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, who saved a bunch of people in the building. I mean, he was there a minute after it happened and saw the ATF in full bomb gear running around telling medics to patch them up. They'd been on the ninth floor, and he's like, ninth floor, the ninth floor is blown out. The elevators are down. Why are you guys here? Why are you all ready? Well, why is the head of the FBI anti-terrorism unit already here? They just said, how about we just kill you? Oh, yeah. They'll commit Oklahoma City. They'll kill different people involved that have exposed election fraud. Got to look into that. But there's nothing going on. They'll lie about WMDs. They'll have drones attacking countries where they don't even have jurisdiction or a declaration of war and killing people. They'll say that it's okay to kill 200 people. They said it's good collateral damage to kill one guy they say is a bad guy in Pakistan or Afghanistan. But they would never steal an election. Kind of like George Bush said 5 years ago. I promise. I remember on the stage in a press conference, we're not listening to you without, let me put on my fake Texas accent because I'm Kenny Buckport, Maine. Nothing wrong with folks from Maine, but you know, I like to act like I'm a tough, tough Texan. Let me put on one of those little acts. I like cowboy movies when I was a kid. No, we don't listen to Americans Without Warrants. That's illegal. We only listen to Al-Qaeda. Then it came out a year later, they were listening to everything without warrants. In fact, I wrote a list here of all, well, just some of their frauds, but now we're supposed to believe them. They've been caught dealing drugs, our government, the big banks that control it, and laundering hundreds of billions of drug money a year. They've been caught lying to start wars, WMD. They've been caught doing medical experiments thousands of times. New ones just got declassified this week. Shooting black people up when they come in from car wrecks at hospitals with plutonium and then dissecting them while they were alive. And only one guy escaped and then later died of heart failure. Kind of like the kids around Fukushima just die of heart failure. That's what the plutonium and uranium finally does. There's a big article on Infowars.com with links. And you notice it's black people, about half the time. But they killed white people, too. But they just learned that blacks didn't have as much political power. People didn't tend to listen to them. They didn't have as much money on average in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And they still grab black people. About half the time, black folks are like the dish du jour. Oh, New York 5 years ago, New York Daily News, I report on it. You pull it up. They would grab little black kids and test pesticides on them till they died. And, in fact, there was one case where they told the mother, we're going to take your 2-year-old unless you sign these forms. We're the CPS and let us have the 8-year-old. And they took him and for 2 months tested pesticides on him and tied him down. He tried to escape till he died. In this latest article, the one black guy to escape, they pulled most of his teeth out, 15 teeth out to test what it was doing and had cut into him and were taking bone biopsies, in his leg. Because that's where he broke it in the car wreck, so they knew that they could get in there. And he had to crawl out at night and escape from them and did a police report and stuff, but then died a few years later of heart failure from the radiation. That's just one guy that escaped. that escaped from the eugenicist clutches. But they wouldn't engage in election fraud. No, they just announced 12 years ago that when the veterans died, they're stealing their death benefits. That's Bloomberg AP. The open insider trading by government, openly against everybody, and then Congress just says it's legal when it's not. Yes, they've stolen elections in the past, but not now. Not now. Just don't believe your lying eyes. Believe that...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun go.
Are we all just fools on the hill? I mean, we see what's going on. We predicted the collapse of our banking system, the development of a world government run by the big mega banks, that derivatives would be used to cause it, the lies of WMDs to bring us to war, the fact that I've exposed that Al-Qaeda is CIA and globalist funded. They've now given Libya. They're now using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. They've given Libya to Al-Qaeda. They're putting Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda in charge in, of course, places like Egypt. It's now admitted in the news that our governments, in fact, NBC reported just last week, are using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. I'm not saying Iran's good. I don't like Gaddafi. I don't like Assad of Syria, but I thought I needed to give my rights up and let the TSA grope my wife and children and grab my genitals because Al-Qaeda might be hiding in there. No, it's really just an act of domination to train me to be a good little slave. Now, we've seen all the lies of government, all the lies of the special interests that have taken over our society. And we have to be naive idiots with the history of election fraud in this country to not see that Ron Paul's being cheated. And I've already talked about the fact that they're now contesting Maine. The Republican Party admits as many as 8 different counties were not even counted, period. Those are all the counties where Ron Paul had double digit, some cases over 20-point leads. Those just didn't get counted. Now they want to count them, and the election commissions and others saying, no, just don't do that. Iowa's been thrown out, but that's only in local Iowa papers. We told you the day after it was a fraud via our poll watchers. And Ron Paul's finally doesn't want to play the part of a bad sport or a sore loser. He's finally going, okay, we're going to contest these. Well, he has to. It is fraud. You've seen all the fraud of them blocking him, ignoring him, not giving him attention. When he gets second place or first place, not saying it on the news. When he wins a straw poll, which he did win most of them, not covering it. When he gets the most small contributions, including from the military, more than all candidates combined, they ignore it. Now, I'm on the road coming to you from Baton Rouge. That's why the audio is a little bit choppy from time to time, but we're working on that and very thankful to XM Channel 166, all of our affiliates and internet listeners at InfoWars.com. I want to direct everyone to InfoWars.com, and Ron Paul is being cheated out of the Republican nomination. The GOP establishment has resorted to vote fraud in almost every state, and we have the proof all linked, not from alternative media, but from mainstream media admitting it. This is admitted, but it's not a big issue. Now, Mancow was down in Austin a few weeks ago. Great guy. Well, I went out to eat with him, hung out. In fact, I'm going to finally upload the videos we shot today. I've gotten so busy, I keep procrastinating. I'm going to upload those to the YouTube channel and post them at InfoWars.com. But this is big breaking news right here. You know, it was Mancow who asked, he always comes up with great questions, who asked Rumsfeld last year and ended up being played on Coast to Coast AM and a bunch of other big shows. Other big syndicated radio shows. He asked Rumsfeld, hey, what about Building 7, that 47-story building that fell on 9/11, wasn't hit by a plane? Rumsfeld laughed and said, I don't know what that is. And then Mancow described it to him, and he said, I still don't know what it is. I'm not going to discuss that. Well, that's a side issue. The point is, Mancow told me this a year ago, off record. He's seen it again. 4 years ago, he saw it, and he's seen it again last year and this year. So when Ron Paul ran in 08 and again, he's in radio stations all over the country. He's syndicated all over the country. Number one in many cities like we are in Orlando and Austin and other places. And he witnesses newsrooms, TV people, you name it, but he's not going to say names. He has witnessed them say, okay, he's number one, don't show that, or he's number two, don't read that, disregard that. Well, you've seen it all over national TV for yourself, but he's been inside and watched it. And I said, go public a year ago when he told me about it. He said, no, I'm not going to. I said, go public a couple weeks ago, and he said, no, I'm not going to. But I guess it's gotten so bad that even Mancow, you know, who's a great guy, but he's a news guy. You don't kiss and tell. You don't talk about what you see going on in the newsrooms, or then you're not trusted anymore. Well, when people out there are engaged in treason, I guess that's when the journalistic code of don't tell another journalist, well, these aren't journalists, but we're not going to say names here. We'll go as far as he wants to go. His website, Mancow.com. He's got the Mancow militia out there, and we're very thankful to have him on his busy schedule. Mancow, go as far as you can here without getting fired like Pat Buchanan or Judge Napolitano, because we don't want to see that happen. But I mean, you told me so much, my God, well, about some
Alex,
of the...
Alex, yeah. I appreciate you. Are you hearing me okay? I know you're in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, and I do want to tell people, when you put those videos up at InfoWars.com, we see, and people are going to think we're kidding here, we're not, you're going to see a fish with fur, the legendary Fiji mermaid, Bigfoot, and the mummified corpse of John Holmes. This is some of the crazy stuff that Alex and I videotaped while we were at the Museum of the Weird undercover in Austin, and there's other serious and silly stuff as well. Okay. Look, I could have had an interview with Al Gore after the big election debacle. I could have had the first interview, but it had to be scripted. After the trial, I was offered the first interview with O.J. Simpson, but it had to be scripted. I have these offers all the time, but they have to have the questions ahead of time, and they have to know what I'm going to say and how I'm going to react, and I refuse. Now, I am friends with the top radio people in America, the big shows, the big names. And these are people that, you know, if you're talking about right wing, I guess they go on vacation with the president. They go on vacation with the vice president. And I would talk with these guys. I mean, these are the names, you know. They're huge names. And so-and-so is sending the helicopter to come get me, the vice president. And then you see the Republican talking points. Look, these are good people. They're trying to feed their families, and they're doing a reasonably good job. I just can't sell out. Alex, if you and I would sell out, we'd be much bigger. But look, I've been in the newspapers. I've been in the major TV networks, and I have seen how Ron Paul wins every single time. And for years, I saw, it's Giuliani. But wait a minute. It's not Giuliani. It's Ron Paul. Yeah, but Ron Paul fans, they're all those people with Ron Paul. They're fanatical followers. And so, wait a minute. What about Obama followers? Were they fanatical? What about followers of McCain or Bush or whoever? Here's the thing, guys. If you're going to talk about on the left, who's the little guy? I can't think of his name right now. The midget guy married to a beautiful woman who believes in UFOs. That kooky Kucinich. Okay, if you're going to talk about the left, Kucinich is a game changer. He's unique. And if you're going to talk about the right, and I'm not a Kucinich fan, but if you're going to talk about the right, the only game changer really is Ron Paul. I wish he would buy a suit that would fit. He looks like David Byrne in the Talking Heads video. His suit's too big. Get him a suit that fits. But Ron Paul is a game changer. He wants to end the Fed. He wants to protect America. He wants to let these crazy Islamo kooks kill each other and let us stay out of it. I mean, this guy really is a game changer. They can't have that. Mitt Romney's going to keep things just like Bush or Obama or anyone else. Now, I've broken bread with Obama, and I've broken bread with Mitt. One-on-one private time with these guys. And we're just going to get more of the same. That's it. We're going to pay more and more. We're going to be enslaved more and more. And the people in power get richer and richer. So Ron Paul is a game changer. And the people love him. And you go to a Ron Paul event, and I challenge anyone to challenge me on this. If I'm laying, I'm dying, and I'm breathing, Alex. And that is, there's excitement around Ron Paul. There's huge crowds. The college kids, Obama, the college kids, forget it. They love Ron Paul. When they hear his message of freedom, which is dangerous, they go crazy. Human beings naturally want freedom, and that's what Ron Paul offers. And, do we really think Mitt out of Massachusetts, do we really think he is going to change anything? Is he better than Obama, anybody than Obama, anybody but Bush, anybody but... I'm so sick of voting against something in this country. I'd like to vote for something.
Exactly, but man, Cal, do we really believe that conservatives really want Mitt Romney and he's really number one? But I want to go back to this.
Well,
I want to go back because we've seen them suppressing him in every level. We now have confirmed at least two states. We have partial evidence of fraud in Nevada and South Carolina, very strong, but in Iowa and in Maine, it's ironclad. It's now admitted. So my question to you is, without breaking confidence with people, specifically, because you say in multiple newsrooms and other areas, you've seen them 4 years ago, but now even more. And I know you travel like a wanderlust poster child. I mean, you're somewhere new at multiple times a week. Literally globetrotter. So you're seeing all this, and you're an icon out there in talk radio. Everybody knows Mancal from William Shatner to Mother Teresa. So let's expand on this specifically. What type of stuff do we, those of us outside of this, what are we missing? Tell us, give us some stories.
This is pretty, look, and you can play some clips. There are radio people, there are TV people that said, whenever it comes to Ron Paul, we disregard it. And so, when I'm talking to the moderators, Chucky Todd, the creep with no neck from NBC, who's just an absolute mouthpiece of Obama, I mean, they just, Ron Paul. Look, now if you're talking to Michael Steele or the head guys in the got their guy with Obama. Oh, I'm just kidding. He's fantastic. He's totally a Christian, Obama. He's fantastic. I'm just kidding. He's not really a Muslim, even though he's given rise to the Muslim Brotherhood all over the world. Maybe Santorum has a point about this guy, you think? Anyway, the Mormons want their guy in. The Republicans want the money. And look, it's a business thing, man. Ron Paul doesn't have the dollars. Santorum doesn't have the dollars. Mitt Romney has endless money. What's he make, $57,000 a day without having to go to work? And then the Mormon Church is backing him. The Republicans know it's going to take a lot of money because Obama has Hollywood money. Obama has the liberal money. They want their agenda to stay in there. And so they're going to need a lot of money to fight Obama. It's, you know, I don't think all of it is sinister, Alex. I think they just think Mitt has a lot of money and it's going to take a lot of money to beat Obama. But if you want to talk about actual numbers, if you want to talk about straw polls, if you want to talk about voting, I have seen it. I believe oftentimes, Ron Paul wins and they just can't. Hey, let me tell you something. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. You broke up a bit.
I know you're on the road. Listen, I was at a polling place in Chicago where the dead vote, you know, it's the mob in Chicago, I believe, that got JFK elected. Sorry. And then, of course, Bobby Kennedy went after the mob, so they took care of them. But look. I saw this with my own eyes. I was in a voting booth in Chicago. And they opened up the voting machine, and it hadn't been emptied, and none of the votes had been counted. I'm really starting to wonder from the last election. So I'm really starting to wonder if it even matters. Look, the script is Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney. And you know the controversial views that the Mormon Church has on African Americans. You know about Mitt, he has to buy his underwear at church. You know that Mitt Romney believes that his parents, when they died, they got their own planet that they became gods of. Look, I have nothing against Mormons. Donny Osmond's a buddy of mine. Mitt Romney's a friend of mine. But why isn't the media talking about any of this? Because they want Mitt Romney to be the candidate, and then they can easily destroy him. They want Mitt because he can be beaten.
Hey, now what's wrong with getting your own planets? Obama gets 47 virgins.
No, he's a Christian. He's totally a Christian.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Look, he's CIA. He's the Immaculate Conception by the CIA, and they want the Muslim Brotherhood in charge in Al-Qaeda, so they'll tear that whole place apart and destabilize it. But, man, Cal, getting serious here for a moment.
Yes.
Look, I mean, you did tell me the stories. You told me names, all of it, where you're witnessing it, and it's all happening. But you're right. They're so arrogant about this, they'll even say on the news. In fact, that, you know, famous video clip that John Stewart did where he put all the compilations together where all the networks were saying, if he wins, I don't care. We're not covering it. And they all start laughing. Where he gets second place, all the networks report first and third place and fourth place and fifth place, but not second place. The fix is in.
No time on the debates. They cut him off. He gets no respect. But the fact is he has a message that is resonating. You know, look, you're either got guns and guts and less government, or you want the government to control everything. You want to be hanging off that welfare teat. Me, I want to work for my money, and I want to keep my money, and I want to decide how to spend it. I want to spend it on my kids, not on a bunch of fat people sitting around with type 2 diabetes, you know, the lemmings, the sheeple off the cliff. I gotcha. Ron Paul, and what else can I tell you, Alex? Think of the top 3 radio shows. Think of what they are. I'm just telling you, I've been with these people. Ron Paul wins, and they don't report it. Think of the big newspapers. I'm in Chicago. Ron Paul wins. The TV networks. I've been on all these shows. Ron Paul wins, and they don't report it. What else do you want to know?
Well, it totally illustrates what complete frauds they are, and they want to keep this two-party dictatorship going. I mean, look at Romney. He's in the past. He's now changed, he claims. 4 abortion, 4 open borders, 4 carbon taxes, 4 world government, wrote the model of Obamacare, and the list goes on and on. This is what the Republican Party leadership wants to give us. Separately, I thought Mormons are against abortion. I thought Mormons were against world government. I want to know why Mormons are supporting him.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not a Mormon. Look, Alex, you probably have a lot of Mormon listeners. They are very wise in many ways. They're wise in business. They also believe in having a year's supply of food. They're buying the seeds. They're stocking up on water and ammo. I mean, there's a lot to do.
Well, yeah, that's what I found is my Mormon listeners are pretty awake. So why is the Mormon church supporting him?
I couldn't tell you. Listen, Alex, I had a school field trip as we talk about the anniversary of the Challenger disaster. Okay. I'm going to say Larry Moore and there were some other anchor people and they were crying on TV. I happened to be there the day the Challenger blew up. Okay. KNBC in Kansas City. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and they're crying on TV, and the minute the camera went off, they're all laughing and saying, no, I said a Bud Light, and I couldn't believe it. And then I became the co-host his final years of the Morton Downey TV show, and I saw the trickery, and he was having fun. I did over 50 episodes of Sprayer, and look, the people are throwing chairs and fighting. Come on, give it to me. And then I was backstage, the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan, and they're smoking cigarettes and laughing. This is years ago. Oh, my God, you mean it's all fake? And this is what we have right now. Mitt Romney versus Obama. Maybe you want to follow the script. I don't. I read between the headlines, and it's all a setup. And we're getting four more years of Obama. I've taken the DeLorean into the future, Alex. Four more years of Obama.
Amazing. Eric Mancow Mueller, Mancow.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And keep up the good work. We'll talk to you.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, man, Cal. told us a lot, but he didn't obviously tell you what he told me privately, or he didn't tell you the details. He told me stuff about syndicated talk radio through the establishment syndicators that I already knew some of, but I didn't know some of these shows have like minute-long delays and that they're always cutting in and covering stuff up and have splices of earlier programs to cover up stuff about the New World Order or global government with certain talk show hosts if they do talk about it or if callers get through. Connected establishment across party lines. I've told Ted Anderson, I've said you've got to find different news radio than what we carry. It used to be USA Radio Network that Marlon Maddox ran out of Dallas, and that was okay. But now, I mean, it's nothing but anti-Ron Paul and pro-war and pro-New World Order garbage. Ted is basically always saying. That's weird. I somehow just put myself on air and was hearing an echo back. That's crazy. Not only did my connection cut out to the network for a minute, but then I accidentally clicked the video link at the top of Infowars.com. And so I was hearing myself only delayed about a second or two from the internet. Because, yes, speaking of delays, our radio network feed is delayed by 7 seconds, the minimum feed for FCC stations to cut out cuss words. And then, you know, we're able to delay things 7 seconds when people cuss. When we catch it, we do almost all the time. But the internet feed itself is not. That's why you'll see cussing, you'll hear cussing, you know, you'll see things live over the internet video and audio feed. And that indeed was just happening. I mean, it was delayed like 1 second or 2 seconds because I just now accidentally launched the audio, and it was delayed 1 second, and then it launched the video because I hit the player, and it was delayed about 2 seconds. Man, what incredible connectivity through our servers. I know we use CDN systems across the globe, but just amazing. But side issue, I think the point we cut out for a moment, we usually have better luck than this when we're on the road, but Baton Rouge has got good internet connections. It says it's 4 bars on the Verizon. 4G, but it's when we don't have a good connection, it's cutting out. Oh, by the way, I should add, we have Gerald Celente coming up, in the last 45 minutes of the third hour on a host of economic issues. And I got a bunch of other news I'm going to cover, but I do want to say now, wide open phones. But I'm going to say first-time callers. I like to do that at least once a week. First-time callers, your chance to get involved on air on any issue or question or comment you want to raise. And the toll-free number to join us here today is 800-259. 9231, 800-259-9231. But getting back to the fact that the two political parties are basically across the lines, if you want a sterling, crystal clear example of that, it's how Republican-style radio and TV and news radio ignore Ron Paul and say he can't win with the same talking points, just like the Democratic operative wing of the whole New World Order system does it as well. And so that's how they do it. That's how they carry this system out. And it just shows how outrageous. So we're here revealing the emperor has no clothes, that it's a little man behind the curtain, the great Oz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.